Jesus in the
Amen.
That's what we got to do.
Bless her, Lord. Got a clue. I'm just glad we got people in this church that does.
Amen. Yeah, this thing was driving me crazy this morning, first thing, boy. I didn't give very much of that Sunday school.
All right, we got something now.
I know that sound very well. Mine does the same thing.
It does it?
Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Well, let me tell you about my Jesus.
Amen.
Strength on all the steel.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. For some healing. Woo! Well, let me tell you about my Jesus.
Yeah, right. Oh, my.
He makes a way, ain't no way. Rising up from the grave, ain't no sinner that he can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong, his grace is free, and the good news is I know that he can do for you. From the dreams and words and years, until the past disappears. Oh, let me tell you about my Jesus, and all the wrong turns that you made. More than I'd do if you could, you could work it all for your good. Let me tell you about my Jesus, he makes a way.
Let my Jesus change your life.
pressure above 130 over 80. This is...
Okay.
Hey,
mate.
She wants to sing, Rita.
Hallelujah.
Wait just a minute. Joanne's got one, too.
Oh. Lucy girl.
Yeah, she's going to sing for us, man.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Tuning her voice.
Did you scoop, Joanne?
Yeah.
Thank you, huh? Get me ready.
Hallelujah.
Y'all pray for me today.
Bless you, sister.
That's where God.
I'm going to try to do this. I heard the song and I had to buy some glasses.
Here you go. Here's a pair right here that Sharon had.
I heard this and I've been singing it. I got it off the computer this morning. And y'all just pray for me. I can't sing like I used to because I don't have enough air to do it. But
yes, sir, God.
I'll do what the Lord has me to do.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's why I be finna come, you know what I mean? That's...
He says, make a joyful noise. And
that's all he means. That's right. Got me in.
If I had only known the last time would be the last time.
Bless you, Sister Joanne.
I would have put off all the things I had to do.
Yeah, listen to that here.
I would have stayed a little longer, held on a little tighter. Now what I'd give for one more day with you.
Bless you, Sister Joanne. Bless you, Brother Ed.
Cause there's a wound here in my heart where something's missing.
Yeah.
And they tell me that it's gonna heal with time.
Oh my.
But I know you're in a place where all your wounds have been erased. And knowing yours will heal is healing mine.
Bless you, Lord.
The only scars in heaven.
Hallelujah.
It won't be long to me and you. There'll be no such thing as broken.
Amen. Glory.
And all the old will be made new.
Thank you, Lord.
The thought that makes me smile.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Even as tears fall down. Is that the only scars in heaven?
Bless the Lord. Bless.
We're on the hands that hold you now.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Woo! I'll tell you, buddy, tell
you. The road you walked was anything but easy.
Bless our Father.
You picked up your share of scars along the way. Oh, but now you're standing in the sun. You fought your fight and your race is run.
Yeah.
The pain is all a million miles away.
Yes.
The only scars in heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
The won't belong to me and you.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, my.
There'll be no such thing as broken. And all the old will be made new. Something makes me smile.
Woo! Thank you, Lord.
Even as the tears fall down.
Oh, my.
Is that the only scars in heaven?
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. Are on the hands that hold you now. I'll fight this fight and this race I'll run until I finally see what you can see.
Amen.
Oh, the only stars in heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
It won't be long. from these scars in heaven.
Yes, yes.
Put on the hands that hold you down.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Good song. Good. Well, I'm telling you, if you didn't get something that song, you wouldn't listen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Because if you lost a loved one, that song is very special for you.
Yeah.
You know, I watched the documentary the other night of people with near-death situations.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll say it that way. They actually died at one point. All their heart had quit beating.
Yeah.
There was no signs of life. And these people came back to tell their story. And they said, every one of them said, don't ever cry for someone that's died. Because they're in a beautiful, beautiful place. And they're in a much better place than where we
are.
Far better than we are now. Most of them said they didn't want to come back, but the Lord told them that they couldn't their time. That they had a purpose. They had a reason for me. He had a reason for sending them back.
Amen.
So, it really touched me to listen to all their stories.
Yeah.
Because, you know, one day we're going to see that light.
Make our journey.
And make our journey home.
Amen.
And all of them, every person talked about the beautiful light, the tunnel, going toward that light and just opening up to a beautiful, beautiful sight of just a field full of flowers, beauty.
Yeah, all beautiful there.
And loved ones there to meet you, some that you may have never met in your life.
Yes.
I have a grandfather that I never personally met in my life.
Yes.
And I can't wait to see you.
Amen.
And my mom now have a sister who passed away.
Yeah.
And I never met her. So I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Amen.
So I know it hurts us inside for that loved one to be gone, but man, they're in such a much better place.
Amen.
They feel no pain.
That's right.
No pain.
Please God prepared.
You know, Lucy, are you coming up here to sing?
I got one.
Sherry's going to sing one for
okay, we got one more song.
Rita, to add to what you're saying there, you know, they have machines this day and time that they can put you on to keep you alive. And I really and truly don't believe that's right to do that. When God gets ready for you, I think, you know, hey, it's time to get on out of here. Now, are they still in the body when they're on their machines? I don't know if they are or not. But I do know for a fact, I had to pull this man off of my wife's chest up there to hospital. She was going home, okay?
Hey,
he jumps up on her chest, gets ready. Listen, when I was a young man, I used to do this. And you can break a woman's ribs, you can break a man's ribs when you're bringing them back. And I grabbed a hold of him, I told him, get off of her. You are not bringing her back, she's going home. And they will do that, though.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have anything to say, they'll put machines on them is what they'll do. And keep that heart beating when God's already took them home.
Right.
You know, but they're still here in the body.
Right.
I tell you what, this machinery they got this day and time is bad. And then when you get up on a guy, up on a person's chest, boy, you snap them, you hear them ribs pop.
Amen,
but you know what we was taught? Back then, if you didn't break a rib, you ain't keeping them alive. You ain't doing your job. I mean, that's exactly the way they taught us. And I thought it was kind of foolish, but they was right. They'd probably saved a lot of lives if we had broke some ribs. But
to be clear, we have never been accused of being
fussy. I'm going home. Don't bring me back.
Same here, brother.
I'm on my way out.
Same here.
Let me go.
Y'all just listen to the words of this song. I think this touches everybody.
Shackled by the heavy burden, meet the load of guilt and shame. Then I had Jesus touch me.
You know, Carolyn sung about the children, so yeah. Miss Lucy will be one of those to be up here singing.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
She loves singing.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, she will.
Bless her, Lord.
Singing for the
Thank
Lord.
You, Lord, for Lucy.
Earn your degree faster at Purdue University Global. With over 175 online programs,
Jesus loves me. I'll tell you right now, buddy, we'll make room for that any day of the week.
Amen.
No wonder Jesus said, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. I'll tell you right now, that was about as beautiful gets to me. He said, out of the mouth of babes have perfected praise. That's just pure praise right there. Good to see you, Brother Richard, here this morning again with his wife, Tracy. They brought their daughter, Sarah, with them. Good to have her here. First time I ever met Sarah. We've already got one Sarah. There's another right back behind her back there. So that girl back there is Sarah too, Sarah. But good to have them here this beautiful Lord's Day Sunday morning. Good to be here. I don't know about y'all. My cup running pretty full right now. That's pretty good. Hey, man, we got a few cards here that they want me to read. This one here, from Brenda Johnson. And she says, thank you, Landmark Baptist Church, for all the prayers. And I appreciate all the cards you send to me in Christian love. And this is from Brenda Johnson. Keep her in your prayers. And this other one is from a husband. His wife passed away. And we've been praying for her. And he says, thanks so much. The phrase is simple and the words are few, but behind them is a whole lot of appreciation. And Jerry Lance, I believe that's right. And we're thankful for a little church. We want to do all that we can. And this little church is not limited in talent, as you've seen the good singing just now. And it's not limited in zeal. All the people wanting to sing, I'm all for it. Let me tell you something, buddy. When the Lord wants to say something or do something, all I want to do is get out of the way. And church ain't about Brother Eddie. Church is about the Lord. And listen, He's worthy to receive praise. And if we don't praise Him, the rocks are going to, because He's going to get praise one way or another.
Right.
But I love it. People say, hey, Brother Eddie, I got a song. I said, amen. By all means, please sing it. Amen. We're going to take our text today out of Titus. Titus, right after Timothy. Titus chapter 2. And we'll be brief. I'm like old Maze Jackson. I can cut it off either end. I'll tell you right now, it'll still be good. We don't have to worry about the clock. We don't have to worry about nothing. I'll get you out. Titus chapter 2. We're going to start reading verse 11. And we'll go ahead and finish out the chapter. But Paul here, addressing this young preacher, Titus, he says, for the grace of God, verse 11, that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us. And you know what? We do need Sunday school lesson. Let me tell you something right now. We had a good Sunday school lesson this morning. And I thank God for good Sunday school lesson. I thank God for good Sunday school teachers. Now listen, I'm teaching adult class. Only reason I am, nobody stepped up. Brother Eddie, can I teach? I'm going to tell you right now, not only you can, but I'll help you. I'm just teaching until somebody steps up to the plate. Teaching us, we do need to be taught, that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Romans says it's our reasonable service. Verse 13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me stop real quick right here. If you ever have any trouble with them people come to your door and wants to give you the pamphlets, take them to this verse right here. This one verse. It's all you need.
Right.
Just say, would you mind explaining this verse to me?
Yeah.
Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing, here's what gets them, of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me also say this. If you've got the right Bible, Savior is spelled with seven letters.
right.
If you've got one that says six letters, it's not the end of the world. I'm just telling you, there's a reason it's spelled with seven letters. Savior spelled with six letters means you pull someone out of the water. You pull them out of a burning house. You got them on the edge of the cliff, got them on solid ground. However, Savior with seven letters means you've been redeemed.
Amen.
That's the difference between that one letter.
Yeah.
Amen. Our Redeemer, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us that He might, there it is, redeem us from all iniquity, and I have been redeemed, and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. And I want to stop right there. Our text is in verse 13. I'm preaching today and I'm still looking. Pray with me. Father, we thank You, Lord, for the good service thus far. Oh, my Lord, thank You. Oh, thank You, Lord, for all the good songs that's been sung, for the messages, Lord, in those songs, Lord, in this Laodicean day, Lord, that we're in. Lord, when the love of many's waxed cold, Lord, and Lord, we say we're rich, have need of nothing, don't even see, Lord, how wretched we are. Help us, Lord, today. Open our eyes today with eyesight. Unstop our ears, Lord. Draw us nearer unto Thee. Oh, Your Word says draw nigh to God. You'll draw nigh to us. Lord, I pray You would draw nigh to us here even today. In Jesus' name, ask Your blessings. Amen.
Amen.
I'm preaching today and I'm still looking. And I'm going to be brief today. I know this Super Bowl Sunday and a lot of people, they're going to be wanting to look at a football being kicked, a football being thrown, a football being carried, a football being fumbled, and a football being intercepted. And Brother Donnie was filling me in this week because I'm not that smart. And he said, Brother Eddie, you know how much the cheapest seat is at the Super Bowl? I said, look, I ain't got a clue. All I know is about a chili bowl and a bowl of chili is all I know. But he said the cheapest seat is $7,000. Hey, I don't have a whole lot. I'll tell you what I got ain't going towards no seat, no Super Bowl.
Amen.
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 He said the more expensive seats go up as much as $100,000. Yeah. And count me up.
Yes.
Hey, somebody lost their mind. But anyway, come on, man, is what I'm trying to say. But you never really realize what you need to be looking at. Without the preaching of the Word of God, we might look in the wrong direction. We might look for the wrong things. So I'm just going to try to touch base on a little bit of what I'm still looking. And these are simple points. They're not. I'm not a pedigree preacher. But look, I'm looking around at a world that's going to hell.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And I want you to know, Dorothy told little Tutu, or Toto, she said, I feel like I got a Tutu on something now. She said, I don't think this is Kansas anymore, Toto.
No, that's right.
You know what? I think we're kind of in this same predicament. There's been a lot of change. Take place.
Yes, Lord. Right.
A lot of change.
Yes, Lord.
Big change.
I'll be 68 next Sunday, Brother Eric. Yep. And anyway, for some of y'all that's old, others y'all that's young.
Right.
I'm okay with it either way. I didn't think I'd live to be 40. I don't know what I'm doing still here. Richard, I really didn't think I'd live to be 40. When I did hit 40, even though I saved, I got a little depressed. I thought, this is it. My life's half over for sure. But you know, life needs to be lived one day at a time.
Yeah.
We don't know if tomorrow's going to get here. But we do have today, and yesterday's gone, sir. We can't do nothing about yesterday. It's kind of like them taking all the statutes away. You can't change yesterday.
It's like the vapor. It's cured today and gone tomorrow.
James said, what is your life? It's even a vapor appear for a little while and then vanish away. And sometimes it don't even last that long.
Yeah.
You know, we just really need to live life one day at a time. God gave you this day. It's yours.
Amen.
You can look any way you want to, but I'm going to be looking to Jesus.
Amen.
I'm going to be looking to Him even as I see this world
going to hell in a handbasket as I see them corrupting it. You know, I used to be able to blush. I could. My ears would get on fire. I don't know if I've been desensitized. I don't know. But, you know, I have a hard time blushing. We've been exposed to so much
that's
stuff.
Right. Sure we have.
We just got where we're just bringing on, man.
That's right.
You know, I'm going back a long ways, Sarah, but I can remember riding a 20-inch Renegade gold bicycle. Osprey thing. It was just an old rusty bicycle, but it was mine. The tires held there. But I can remember riding that bicycle to hunt Indian arrowheads. And believe it or not, TJ Hospital was still there. Right down below TJ Hospital, there was a little restaurant. And I'm going downhill, and I rode down there just a little bit where the bypass is now, and there was a field there. And I was hunting arrowheads, Brother Mitchell. And I found a few arrowheads, and I'm riding uphill now. I mean, I'm going it pretty hard, fellas. It's a whole lot easier to go downhill than it is to go uphill. Yeah, I'm going left or right, trying to make it up his hill. You know how you do, you know. By that time, I'm smelling something, Carl. It's smelling pretty good. There's a little restaurant right there. Jerry, did I get it right? Jerry's little restaurant
Jimmy,
right there.
Jimmy,
thank y'all. I told him I'm working on it.
Right.
It's me like sharpening a pencil. I'll get it. Jimmy.
Right.
Jimmy, as I'm going up that hill, I'm smelling something. There's a little restaurant right before you get to the hospital. They're right below the hospital. And I don't know what the name of it was, man. I was just a towhead. But I went in there and I told that lady, said, well, I said, I'm hungry. You know what she told me?
What?
I'm sorry, Brother Ed.
That's okay.
She told me, she said, young man, here's a broom. Go sweep the front porch. Now, that had a twofold meaning. Mm. One, it takes a little while to cook a meal. Secondly, she wanted to teach me that you're going to have to work, boy, for the things you need in life. I'm out there and I'm sweeping that. I look like I was dancing. Man, I'm sweeping that front porch. It wasn't that big. But I'm sweeping that front porch out there. I got that porch done. Brother Eric, I went in that restaurant and there was a table with a deluxe cheeseburger, French fries, and an ice cold Coke and a glass with ice, with a straw in it. I mean, don't get me wrong, back then that was 10 cents.
That's right.
I mean, you got, the hamburger was 10 cents. You got the fries and Coke for free.
That's right.
Let me tell you this. That's probably the best hamburger I've ever eaten. I'm 68 years old and I still remember it. I looked at that thing and it actually tasted better than it looked. And it looked good, you know what I mean?
Amen.
A lot of water's went on the bridge since that day. A lot of things have changed. Man, there's somebody got a hamburger this week, and there wasn't no hamburger in between the bun. They didn't say, where's the beef? They pulled out a gun and shot him. Happened. I'm just telling you, a lot of things have changed. And I seen this. I thought this was kind of strange. I'm throwing a lot of stuff at you this morning, but just trying to keep your attention. This guy in this Mustang pulled up alongside this blue Corvette and said, hey, let's run him. He said, no, I don't want to race. He shot him. I'm just telling you, the lot has changed.
It sure has.
A lot has changed. And you know what? I'm seeing that change.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it in the church.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
It don't have to be. It shouldn't.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
I think we're getting a little bit too used to change.
Right.
That's right. Yep.
Y'all know that light dispels darkness. Darkness don't dispel light.
No, that's right.
Now, all of this stuff going on in our day and time, and I know I can't really do a whole lot about it. I just got a lot of liberty right now, so forget the notes.
Bless him, God.
I can't do a whole lot about it, but you know what? I do what I can about it.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless the Bible says in, I believe it's 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, the weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God that are pulling down strongholds. We got weapons. We can pray. We can ask God to intervene. Ask God to overthrow. Ask God to get them called. Get them arrested.
Yeah.
Some of this stuff ought not be so. And I'm telling you, buddy, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at a world going to hell.
That's right.
The classroom, Sister Bonnie.
Yeah.
They're telling the parents that they're not their kids. Hello? I'd like to see them tell Richard back there that that's not his daughter. I got a feeling he'd have something to say about that. Amen?
Amen.
Now listen, we don't need to forfeit our right. Them are our children. I appreciate
it. That's right.
Sister Carolyn singing that song, we're the children. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you what they better be. They better be under the watchful eye
that's right.
of the parents.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not safe, Sarah.
No, it ain't.
It breaks my heart
mm-hmm. right.
when I see where they found this young girl. They found what's left of her.
Right.
Because somebody told them it's better out there.
Oh, God.
Someone told them, boy, you're missing out. And they believed that lie.
Right.
And they left the comfort and the love of a loving mother and father.
Right.
And went out there only to find out they'd been lied to and became a victim and got, you know, abused and killed.
Right.
I'm watching a world like that right now.
Yes, amen. That's right.
Oh, my.
You're right.
I can't hide what I'm telling you here this morning. I'm just telling you, boy, if ever was a time to stay in church, it's now.
Right.
Oh, my. I'll tell you one thing. You won't hear nothing here that you don't need in life. I'll tell you that right now. I mean, it might not be politically correct to some people, but I'll tell you right now, it'll be precept upon precept, line upon line, right straight out of the Word of God. I'll tell you right now, I'll tell you some good stuff. Amen. Oh, things have changed.
Yeah, sure have.
Now, I went from that 20-inch bicycle, that renegade bicycle. I went from that Joanne to a 1966 green Pontiac GTO. 389.
Right.
Three deuces, four speed, and the floor is all original.
Yeah.
Bought it for $1,200 from Sally Thomas right up there, right down from Plaza Theater.
Right.
Me and Donnie, we was talking about how our memories is slipping, and mine is, but there's a few things I can remember. That's
amen.
One of them. I can remember, Bonnie, getting in that big slick Jeep with them Krager mags.
Right.
Them tires hitting the red line around me, remember back in them days?
I remember that.
I fired that baby up, and I mean, it's talking. We pulled a lot of cam and everything. Here, I really don't want to preach on this long. I'm just trying to convey a thought. I stopped at Witcher's gas station on the way to school. Jerry, he checked the air and the tires. He checked the oil.
Right.
He washed the windshield.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They don't do that no more.
You know how much gas was a gallon, Brother Mitchell?
About 35 cents.
25 cents.
25.
I went to the cheap place. They probably, right. probably got something about that price that day. I went down to Mr. Witcher. Really and boy, he make me feel important.
Right.
He wants you to know he's glad you stopped at his
right,
place there.
Right.
Man, he rub on it. He clean your side mirror, everything.
Yeah, he would.
Then I'd go to school. We'd pool our lunch money. I'm going to leave this part out. But anyway, I'm just telling you, we've got a lot of things going on today that ought not be going on today.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What caused it all, Brother Ed? Well, we got away from that.
Yeah, that's right.
What caused it all, Brother Ed? Love of this present world.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, yeah.
Glory.
The Bible says that in the last days, men will be lovers of pleasure.
Amen.
I know that because I was one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had all the toys to prove it.
Yeah.
There'd be lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God.
Yeah, that's right.
Incontinent. Young girl, yeah, I'm not going too far in that. Young girl just got shot at her drive-thru window. She didn't get the food there quick enough.
That's
killed
right.
her. 6-year-old girl sitting in the car, shot dead as they shooting at somebody else. They didn't look enough far down there to see a little girl sitting in the back seat of a car, shot her, killed her. I'm just telling you, buddy, it's a good time to get in church,
mm-hmm.
to stay in church,
right.
forget
Amen.
About the Super Bowl,
right.
to get your mind on the Lord coming by. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm still looking not only at the world going to hell, I'm still looking at a lot of things going wrong right now.
That's
right.
Amen.
Y'all remember when two twin tires was on fire?
Yeah.
Two planes stuck in them? I don't know. Yeah. You know, they got a lot of theories about it. I don't care. I saw it. I saw it with horror. I saw it. Saw people jumping out of windows.
Right.
something like 2,500, something like that, maybe even 3,000 people died. Some died trying to rescue those that were in the building. Right. Some died because they was in the building couldn't get out.
Right.
God only knows. I just know one thing. Let me pull back the veil just a little bit.
Better be ready.
God said, I'll put a hedge around you. A hedge of protection.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Here's what he said. He said, if you don't do right, he said, I'll take the hedge away.
Yeah, right, right.
I've never seen that before, Sister Joanne. I'd always saw a country that had been protected.
Yeah.
I'd always saw a country that had been promoted.
Right.
I'd always saw a country that somehow we still got it. God, we trust on our money. Mm-hmm. And on the police cars, I mean, it may not be true, but we still at least got it on there.
Right.
And I'm telling you, make no mistake about it. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 9, verse 17, that the wicked shall be turned into hell and all of the nations that forget God. I'm watching a country.
Bless him, Lord.
Go to hell in a handbag. I'm watching.
Right. Amen. Right.
I'm watching our schools become cesspools. I was in school. I'm really 8 years old. Yeah, but they sent my job to Mexico and I had to go back to school. Yeah. I went to college. I'm sitting there thinking, man, it wasn't like this when I was in school. But anyway, I survived. It was like running the gauntlet. They didn't really teach you a whole lot. They just kind of belittled you. When I say belittled you, they just wanted to make sure you was on their side. And if you wasn't on their side, buddy, you was in trouble. And I wasn't on their side. I fit in there like a cat in a dog pound. I'll tell you right now. My teacher's new too, buddy.
Amen.
They need to be careful. I'll tell you right now, I'm ready right now to give a man an answer to ask me a question, to read the hopes in me. I told my teacher in a rural sociology, Kathy Griffin, I told her, I said, she said she's going to bring a Muslim in. I said, be all right with me. If she can handle it, be okay with me. She never did bring her in there. You know what? I think I got the bluff on her. She's already scared to death of me. And you know what? I didn't want it that way, sir. It just had to be that way.
Amen.
And you know, people walk all over you. I don't really tip my horn too much, but I'll tell you right now, I'm going to stand. Having known all to stand,
right.
I'm
going
to stand.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Does anybody remember when the president of this United States of America bowed his knee to a Muslim Saudi king?
Yeah.
And right. Kissed his ring, and even though supposedly tripped,
right.
Hey, I'm telling you, buddy, we've been going downhill. Mm-hmm. You know where the biggest persecution is right now of Christians? Where more Christians are being killed right now than any other place. Anybody got a clue? Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're running for their lives. They're hunting them like animals. How'd that happen? How'd that happen?
Man.
That evacuation, there's more than meets the eye. All those weapons left behind. Let me tell you something, buddy. Everything is pointing like a compass to His coming. That blessed hope. That glorious appearing.
Right.
I'm telling you, buddy, I'm still looking for Him to come back. I don't believe it's too far off neither, amen.
Hey.
Oh, my. Hey. We're kind of like a runaway train on a track with a bridge out. We're going full speed ahead, tooting the horn like a crazy bunch of idiots.
Right.
Buddy, this right here will get you back on track. I'll tell you that right now.
Amen.
This will get you in order, get your house in order. Hey, it'll get your heart right. This right here will do it.
Amen.
It don't return void. God said my word will prosper what I sent it to do. It won't return unto me void. I'm telling you this right here, it still works.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Good job.
Boy, back in the archives, my memory. And there's a lot of dust in it. I still remember we had a family Bible laying on the coffee table, one of the great big white ones.
Right.
Nobody may not have read it, but we had one.
Right.
We just had it, I guess, you know, kind of like a, I don't know, kind of like having a fire extinguisher in case you ever needed it. I don't know, we didn't really read it or use it. But we did have one. I'm glad we did have one, amen.
Amen.
Oh, my. I know there'll be a great falling away before the Lord returns. I believe we passed that a long time ago. This country needs to look around. The Egyptians come to Pharaoh in Exodus chapter 10, verse 7. You know what they said, Brother Mitchell? They said, know you not that Egypt is destroyed already?
Right.
Here he is with all his pomp, all his power, all his pride. And he's really trying to be politically correct. And he's still on the throne, Jimmy. It ain't nothing left of Egypt, but he still thinks he's doing a good job. I'm just telling you, buddy. Psalms 29, verse 2 says, when the righteous run at thought and Tracy, it said the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. I'm telling you, righteousness exalted the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. You're never going to get ahead, never going to get ahead doing like America's doing.
That's right.
America's putting its head in the sand. I don't know that ostrich does, but if it does, America's putting its head in the sand like an ostrich.
Yeah, right.
I'm telling you.
Amen.
Oh my. And I don't, you know, the Bible, I'm still kind of looking back the way it used to be. We're supposed to forget those things that are behind. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. I went out to get the mail yesterday, and in that mail there was an invitation to a restaurant in Bowling Green. And y'all know I was an alcoholic anyway, 34 years. Well, I wasn't an alcoholic for a full 34 years, about 20 of them anyway, but too much. I got the mail in, and I looked at these, a big old piece of hamburger on there, Brother Eric, and it had like tickets at the bottom, like lottery tickets. And if you go to this restaurant to eat, you put that ticket in, you might win a six pack of Coors beer. I drank Coors beer back days gone by. But I don't want to remember that. I want to remember,
right,
praise God, it ain't there no more.
Right.
I'm glad our refrigerator has a, you know, it's not there no more. It's void of any alcohol beverage in a home.
Right.
Bible says in the book of Ephesians, make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. If it's in there,
amen,
you might be tempted.
Yeah.
You know where I got my first beer from? My daddy's refrigerator. Mom and dad's gone. I'm a little 10-year-old boy in the house. You know, you read about kids shooting each other. Found a gun in the house. I found a can of beer in the house. I popped that top, took a drink, told my mama. I said, Mama, I took a drink of beer today and it stunk. Oh, you know what made me? I'll never drink one. She thought that was good. I thought it was good too. But the devil won't let, he won't stop there. He gets your friends. Oh, come on, try some of this.
Right.
You like it. Anyway, I don't want to go that far there. I want to forget those things that are behind.
Amen.
I was at the grocery store this week at the checkout line. I'm not beating you down if you drink. Hey, that's your decision. I'll just tell you right now, I don't drink no more, and I drunk an ocean. But at the checkout line down there at Houchins, and we're all sitting, I thought, what are we waiting on? They had to call this manager. I thought maybe the guy's checking about whether he had a 12-pack of beer or something. And they had to get all his information and tell him it was okay. I can remember when Kentucky was dry.
Right.
I can remember when Glasgow was dry.
Yeah,
man, I'm telling you, I can't believe you get a grocery store now. But, you know, I'm just telling you, things have changed, and have changed for the worse. What I'm trying to say, I've got to be quick here. But, oh my, I've lived a long time. Long enough to see that America needs to do a Nineveh repentance.
You're right.
In Jonah chapter 3, verse 4 through 10, Jonah delivered the message, yet 40 days and Nineveh will be overthrown. And that word got to the king, and the king proclaimed that the men of Nineveh repented, and they all repented, including the king and the beast. Everybody repented.
Amen.
God spared Nineveh. And I'm telling you, I'm seeing the same thing that's needed today. We need to do a Nineveh repentance. We need to turn to the Lord. And I don't mean no little halfway. I'm talking about wholeheartedly. Say, Lord, examine me and see if there be any wicked way in me. We need a good cleansing, amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
We do. Quit playing, start being real.
That's right.
Jesus even commented on Jonah's preaching in Matthew chapter 12, verse 41. He said, the men of Nineveh repented at the preaching of Jonah. You say what you want to about Jonah. Praise God, 120,000 souls didn't know they left him there right hand repented. I'm telling you, that's pretty good preaching, Brother Ed.
Amen.
Yeah. He said they repented at the preaching of Jonah.
That's right.
Right.
God said he chose the fullness of preaching to save them that believe.
Yeah.
He said, how shall they hear without a preacher? I'm telling you, buddy, every preacher I hope he does his job. Yeah. I hope he prays. That's I hope right. he prepares. Yeah. I know I'm just a messy boy, but I hope he preaches the word of God. Paul told Timothy, he said, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Because the time will come, they'll not endure some doctrine.
Right.
But after their own lust shall they heap themselves teachers, having itching ears, and be turned from the truth to fables.
Oh,
we need preaching today.
Yes.
God chose it, Brother Ed. Still works.
Yes.
Jesus said
yes.
they repented at the preaching of Jonah. Listen, beloved, I'm still looking for judgment. I wonder why the Lord hadn't already come, Brother Ed. We was talking about the Lord coming here early this morning. I don't know what. I guess just the long-suffering love of God.
That's right.
I'm sitting here, I'm glad God ain't me. I done killed them all. I'm sitting here seeing things going on in our day and time that ought not be going on.
Yeah.
I'm seeing people make fun of God, making fun, burning churches down.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm telling you, a lot of stuff I don't understand. I know one thing. There's a judgment coming.
That's right.
The Bible talks about in the book of Hebrews chapter 10 verse 27. And it said it's a certain judgment. It's a certain fearful judgment. A fiery indignation that will devour the adversaries. Let me say this to you, beloved. God's got this. He said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. We don't have to take matters in our own hands. God's the only one I know fit and just enough to do it.
That's right.
And you don't need to buy bullets, gunpowder. You don't need to learn karate or anything like that. Just stand still, see the salvation of the Lord. He's got this. He's going to take care of it.
Right.
He'll make a short work of it too, Brother Ed.
Yes, he's right.
He will avenge us, and he will serve their full reward, and there won't be no hiding place, and our Lord will take us out before he serves judgment on them. If you want scripture for that, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9. And I want you to know there's two things in the Bible that I love. One of them is Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. And it says, surely I come quickly.
Amen.
Even so, come, Lord Jesus, John said. And then Psalm chapter 90, verse 13, return, O Lord, how long? You know, I felt like he should already come.
Right.
I just know one thing, it'll be worth the wait.
Amen.
Carol, I've never flown in my life. But I'm flying this time.
Right.
I'm going to make my flight out of here, and I mean like a bat been shot at. I'm telling you, like a scalded dog.
Amen.
I'm leaving out, Bonnie. I ain't looking back. I'm looking up. I'm looking, praise God, for that what you sung there, Sister Joy. I've got more family up here than I got down here. I got a little girl down there I hadn't seen since 1995. I don't know how old Sarah is, but my daughter was 17. She lived 17 1 week. God took her home. I know where she's at, but I got to get there to see her again. But I'm glad, praise God, I'll get to see her again. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm telling you, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He went on to say, if it wasn't so, I'd do it. Hey, I'm telling you, one thing God can't do, he can't lie. If all the promises of God in Him are yea and amen. Hey, we got a most sure word. I don't care what CNN says. I don't care what Fox News says. I don't care what Newsmax says. Hey, we got a most sure word. And Jesus said, hey, in a moment you think not, I'm coming for you. Amen. We're going to get out of here, and I say the sooner the better. I wish He'd come right now. But there may be somebody, maybe they ain't ready for the Lord to come. That's why he's waiting, Brother Ed.
Yeah, that's right.
You see that? Donnie, he gave me this morning.
Thank God.
Says this house here runs on coffee and Jesus. I want to use this for an illustration. Welcome, man.
Yeah.
Of heaven. It's still right in front of the open door.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, come unto me.
Amen.
Come unto me, all you that labor. Hey! Amen. He said, come unto me.
Amen.
I'll tell you. Welcome mats there. The door's open. Sad thing is, when that door shuts, mm-hmm. you ain't getting in.
No, that's right.
Listen, if you're here this morning, you don't know the Lord personally.
Come on, brother.
He's your Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate Sister Carol. She came to me after the service. One day her husband, Jimmy, gave a wonderful testimony.
Yeah.
Being the good wife she was, she didn't want to interrupt him. She came up to me after the service. She said, I wanted to come forward and get saved, but I didn't want to interrupt my husband giving his testimony. And I asked, I said, what's wrong with right now? She said, I'll do it next Sunday. I said, what if next Sunday don't get here? That's all it took. I'll try and get out of the way after that. I'm talking about big old wagging tears going everywhere.
Yeah.
And she just got down right there. Got glorious and wondrous and saved. I baptized her about 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
And amen. There ain't no better time than right now is all I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
No better time than right now. Father, we went a little further than I meant to go. Thank you, Lord, for this message.
Yeah.
Lord, I pray, Lord, you're the judge of all. You're greater than all hearts. You know everything. You know our down, sitting, our uprising, our thoughts are far off. If there is one here this morning, Lord, that don't know you personally as their Lord and Savior, I pray you serve notice on them. I pray the Holy Spirit would cause their heart to beat like a jungle drum.
Yeah.
I pray, Lord, dear Father, with urgency, Lord, they'd come forward and say, I need to get saved. I need to get saved right now. And Lord, if that's what needs to be done, I pray you would usher it in.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen. We'll stop right there. Get Brother Jerry, please get everybody stand. Get Brother Jerry, Sister Sharon, verse of invitation on him, just as I am or something. And we'll give you an invitation. Have a home in heaven.
Amen.
All paid for. Boy, I hate to miss out on heaven, but a lot of people will.
Yeah.
They'll miss out on heaven. Why are they missing out, Brother Eddie?
Yeah.
Well, Jesus said, John 5:40, he said, you will not come to me, you may have life. Ain't no problem on his end.
That's right.
Number 1:13.
You need to get saved. Today's the best day that ever was. Get
Amen.
Saved.
Amen.
Amen.
Bible says a day to hear his voice.
That is a day.
Yep. I'll help you. I can't save you, but I can tell you about him that can.
I'm wondering.
Sister Sharon, I'm telling you, buddy, this is a good day right here.
Amen. Amen.